Helping a practitioner work. Helping a practitioner work. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We all talk to ourselves and friends as practitioners, and we say, help me do this. Help me achieve better health. Help me achieve success in life. Help me achieve the things I want to accomplish. And as we talk to these people who can help us and who can help us think about it and help us to positively put good thoughts in motion about it, we sometimes say to them, I never can do this. I am no success. I have no ability at this. And then we say to them, well, why do you want to do that then if you have no success in it? Why do you want to do that if that isn't your thing? Well, I think it'd be my thing. I'd like to do it. I'd like very much to be able to do it. And if I could do it, I would feel very good about myself. Well, what do you mean if you could do it, you'd feel very good about yourself? What is it that you'd feel good about yourself if you could do it? Well, if I had perfect health. If I had perfect health, I would feel wonderful. Oh, my goodness, I would feel so good. I wouldn't have the aches and pains that I have. If I had the ability to go through life and be a marvelous person, be a genius, if I could just be a genius, it'd be wonderful. Oh, boy, that'd be great. If I could be a loving parent, if I could be loving instead of argumentative with my children and my spouse and my family, I come in and pick a fight with them right away. The minute I walk in the door, I tell them what's wrong. I say what they're doing wrong. How could I change that? How could I bring about the person I'd really like to be, who compliments my family, who loves my family, who compliments my body, who loves my body? How could I be that? Well, how are you going to help a practitioner do their work? How are you going to help a practitioner work? Well, you go to a practitioner, and let's start out with the facts of life first. You are the only practitioner in your life. You may think of other people as being practitioners in your world, the other people working with you on accomplishing the goals that you have for yourself. You may think of other people as being the guide or the wisdom or the more intelligent one than you are to achieve your goals in life. And you're wrong. You are the most intelligent one. You are the practitioner. You are the only one who could put the causes in motion for whatever purpose you want for your life. And if you want health, you put the causes in motion for health by saying, I have ideal health. I have ideal health. I have ideal health. You put the cause in motion, say, every cell of my body is perfect. Every cell of my body is ideal. Every cell of my body is ideal. What a great statement to make. Now, when you talk to a practitioner, and the practitioner looks at you and you say, I want better health, the practitioner says, I see you enjoying perfect health right now. I see you enjoying ideal health right now. The practitioner doesn't say about the problem. He doesn't say about what you don't want to experience according to your words. He says what you do want to experience according to his understanding of what you want for yourself. Now, truly, what do you want for yourself? What do you want? What kind of a practitioner are you? What kind of a practitioner have you been? Have you been one who's lived a good, happy life all your life? Well, children live a good, happy life most of the time. And they're living happy lives all their lives. And they're not even thinking about being ill. They're not even thinking about problems. All they're doing is thinking about the excitement of living every moment of every day to its fullest and enjoying it in every possible way. That's what a practitioner does. A practitioner looks at life and lives it to its fullest every possible way, every moment of every single day. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Because that's what a practitioner is, and that's what you are, and that's what all the world is, and that's what all goes on in life. That's all that matters. Now, what matters for you? Are you helping a practitioner work? Or are you discouraging that practitioner from accomplishing goals that you want in your life? Are you being deleterious to whatever it is that you want for yourself? What is it that you want for yourself? What is it that you, if you were a practitioner for yourself, or if you were a practitioner for anyone else, what is it that you would want? You want what they want to have, not what they don't want to have. You want what they want to have, and as so you put your concentration on what it is that they want to have by saying, you now have it. You now have it. I see your life fulfilled. I see every dream of your life fulfilled completely, wonderfully, magically, in every beautiful way right now. Now, that's all I can do. That's all I want to do. And if you keep pouring it yourself or pouring it me, your problem, your problem, your problem, then I will soon say you really don't want the solution. All you want is the problem. You're enjoying living in that sick consciousness. You're enjoying being sorry for yourself that you don't have what you want. That you can ever, never, never, never have what you want, at least what you say you want, as long as you're going to be talking about what you don't want. And when you talk about what you don't want, you empower what you don't want to continue to be in your life, to continue to be an experience that you have. And how are you going to help the practitioner? Helping practitioners work. You're the practitioner. So you say to yourself, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is the temple of the living God. I am a successful person. I'm a genius. I think of ideas and instantly I have the ability to put it forth because I'm thinking about it. I'm empowering it. I'm living my life in a wonderful, balanced, fantastic way because that's who and what I am. That's all I am. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And as I love it, I'm expressing it. I'm living it. I'm being it. And it is great. That's all that I care about. That's all that I need. That's all that makes any difference to me. Helping a practitioner work. And I'm the practitioner. I'm telling myself the solutions in life. And I'm telling myself how I see me enjoying the solutions to all that is good in my life. How I see me enjoying the solution to every delightful thing that makes my life fulfilled. How I am enjoying the solution to everything that makes my life wonderful and makes my life great and beautiful. That's all that I'm telling myself. And that's all that I know for myself. That's all that is true for me. Because this is where I'm going. This is what I'm doing. This is what makes my life a fantastic experience. It makes my life a fantastic experience. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm enjoying it every single moment of my existence. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. I am helping me, the practitioner in my life, work. I am helping a practitioner work. I am helping me, the practitioner in my life, bring about all the powerful, wonderful, joyful things in my life. And I'm enjoying them every moment of my existence because that's all that matters and that's all that makes any difference in my life. And that's all that I ever want to know and that's all that I am. And it's a wonderful thing. Truly, it's a wonderful thing. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal life. I am a genius. I am powerful. Every dream, every thought, every desire of my heart manifests itself in my world in beautiful, wonderful ways because I am a living practitioner of doing those things that make my life happy, doing those things that make me feel fulfilled, doing those things that make all that life is worthwhile, and I am that worthwhile. Join me in this realization for yourself today, helping a practitioner work by being the practitioner. Know that with all my heart and soul and being, I see it's done for you. And I love you. I love you. I love you.